USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Deaths have been reported in New York City and New Jersey as extreme rain from the remnants of Hurricane Ida sent the New York City area into a state of emergency overnight. New York's FDR Drive, a major artery on the east side of Manhattan, and the Bronx River Parkway were underwater Wednesday evening. Subway stations became so flooded, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority suspended all service. The storm blew through the mid-Atlantic states with at least two tornadoes, heavy winds, and drenching rains that collapsed the roof of a U.S. Postal Service building in New Jersey and threatened to overrun a dam near Johnstown, Pennsylvania. That's about 90 minutes' drive east of Pittsburgh. Former First Lady Michelle Obama and the Poor People's Campaign will receive the Freedom Award from the National Civil Rights Museum in Tennessee. The awards recognize significant contributions to civil and human rights and will be presented in a virtual ceremony on 14 October. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
The United States Supreme Court late Wednesday night refused to block a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The vote was 5-4. The unsigned opinion said the abortion providers did not properly address complex and novel procedural questions in their case. America's faith in President Biden is failing, Tim Berg reports.
About 6 in 10 voters believe the country has gone pretty seriously off track as President Biden faces a wave of criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released on Wednesday. The study, conducted from Saturday to Monday, found that 61% of respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, compared to just 39% who say the country is going in the right direction. The survey also found a record low overall approval rating for Biden at 47%, with 49% saying they disapproved of the president's job performance overall.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This day in history. Flash, 1945.
MacArthur moved to his next great role aboard the USS Missouri in Tokyo Bay. Here on the morning of September 2nd, the drama of surrender reached its climax. In a ceremony that lasted only 20 minutes, the fate of Japan was sealed forever. The 11-man Japanese delegation was photographed by cameramen, perched at every vantage point, to record the momentous event for posterity. The stage was set. General MacArthur walked from a cabin to open the surrender ceremonies.
We are gathered here, representatives of the major warring powers, to conclude a solemn agreement whereby peace may be restored. The terms and conditions upon which surrender of the Japanese Imperial Forces is here to be given and accepted are contained in the instrument of surrender now before you. I now invite the representatives of the Emperor of Japan and the Japanese government and the Japanese Imperial General Headquarters to sign the instrument of surrender at the places indicated.
On behalf of Emperor Hirohito, Foreign Minister Mamoru Shigemitsu, signed for the Japanese government.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.